Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 8. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home for the forest. Part 4. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Mere lamentation is useless. One should find out the means to mitigate one's lamentation. When Dhruva Maharaj was talking with his mother, Suniti, of all the incidents that had taken place in the palace, Narada was not present. Thus, the question may be raised how Narada overheard all these topics. The answer is that Narada is Tri Kala Gya. Narada is so powerful that he can understand past, future, and present of everyone's heart, just like the Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, after understanding the strong determination of Dhruva Maharaj, Narada came to help him. The process of Bhakti Yoga is simultaneously very difficult and very easy to perform. Sri Narada Muni, the Supreme Spiritual Master, is testing Dhruva Maharaj to see how determined he is to prosecute devotional service. This is the process of accepting a disciple. The great sage Narada has come to Dhruva under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to initiate Dhruva, yet Narada is testing his determination to execute the process. It is a fact, however, that for a sincere person, devotional service is very easy. But for one who is not determined and sincere, then this process is very difficult. It is the duty of the spiritual master to test the disciple to see how seriously one desires to execute devotional service. Then one may be initiated. When we enjoy life in so-called material happiness, it is to be understood that we are simply diminishing the resultant actions of our pious activities. And when we are put into suffering, it is to be understood that we are simply diminishing the resultant actions of our impious activities. Generally, when we find someone more qualified than ourselves, we become envious. When we find someone less qualified, we deride. And when we find someone equal, then we become very proud of our own activities. All of these are causes of material tribulations. The great sage Narada therefore advised that a devotee should act perfectly. Instead of being envious of a more qualified man, one should be jolly to receive him. Instead of being oppressive to a less qualified man, one should be compassionate towards him just to raise him to the proper standard. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud of one's own activities before him, one should treat him as a friend. One should also have compassion for the people in general who are suffering due to forgetfulness of Krishna. These important functions will make one happy within this material world. However, it is not a fact that those who have material desires are prohibited from worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva frankly admitted that his heart was full of material desires. Dhruva was very much affected by the cruel words of his stepmother, whereas those who are spiritually advanced do not care about anyone's condemnation or adoration. The question raised here is whether or not a person afflicted by material desires is fit to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The answer is that everyone is fit to worship Krishna. Even if one has many material desires to fulfill, he or she should take to Krishna consciousness and worship the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is so merciful that Krishna fulfills everyone's desires. It is said that the heart or mind is just like an earthen pot. Once broken, it cannot be repaired by any means. In America, we have practical experience of the incompatibility of Brahminical and Kshatriya temperaments. The American boys, who have simply been trained as Shudras, are not at all fit to fight in battle. Therefore, when they are called to join the military, they refuse because they do not have Kshatriya spirit. And this is a cause of great dissatisfaction in society. That the boys do not have the Kshatriya spirit does not mean that they are trained in Brahmanical qualities. No, they are trained as Shudras, and thus in frustration, they are becoming hippies. However, as soon as they enter the Krishna consciousness movement, which is being started in America, they are trained to meet the Brahmanical qualifications, even though they have fallen to the lowest conditions as Shudras. In other words, since the Krishna consciousness movement is open for everyone, people in general can attain the Brahmanical qualifications. And this is the greatest need at the present moment. For now, there are actually no Brahmanas, no Kshatriyas, but only some Vaishyas, and for the most part, Shudras. The classification of society into Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras is very scientific. In the human social body, the Brahmanas are considered the head, Kshatriyas are the arms, Vaishyas are the belly, and Shudras are the legs. At the present moment, the social body has legs and a belly, but there are no arms or head, and therefore society is topsy-turvy. Therefore, it is necessary to re-establish the Brahmanical qualifications in order to raise the fallen human society to the highest standard of spiritual consciousness. The greatest personality within this universe is Lord Brahma, and Dhruva Maharaj wanted a position even greater than his. Dhruva wanted to take advantage of Narada Muni's presence because Dhruva knew very well that if Narada, the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, could bless him or show him the path, then certainly Dhruva would be able to occupy a more exalted position than any person within the three worlds. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj wanted help from Naradaji to achieve that position. One particular point mentioned here is that Dhruva Maharaj wanted to occupy an exalted position not by hook or by crook, but by honest means. This indicates that if Krishna offered Dhruva such a position, then Dhruva would accept it. That is the nature of a devotee. The devotee may desire material gain, but the devotee accepts it only if Krishna offers it. Finally, Dhruva Maharaj was sorry to refuse the instruction of Narada Muni. Therefore, Dhruva requested Narada to be merciful to him by showing a path by which Dhruva could fulfill his mind's desires. recorded August 20, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Kanaya Hire Chavang Shivate Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Grastau Pramatau Sada Dayantau Chakada Hare Gunavarang Bhavabi Bhuta Muda Bande Rupa Sana Tanao Raghu Yagao Shri Jiva Gopala Tao Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavang Shivate Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya Grastau Pramatau Sada Gayantau Chakada Hare Gunavaram Bhavabi Bhutau Muda Now, Prabhu Yagao, Sri Jiva Gopalakao, Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya, Tire Chavang Shivate, Premon Madhava Shada Shesha Dashaya. Grastau Pramatau Sada Dayantau Chakada Hare Gunavaram Bhavabi Bhutau Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yajo Sri Jiva Gopala Jnana Smarandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Trinadvipi Sunichena Sarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Kirtaniya Sadahari Kirtaniya Sada Hari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare नस्येव 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 गतिर् अन्यथा नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय चे कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं निथाय गौराङ्ग निथाय गौराङ्ग निथाय गौराङ्ग गौराहरि जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्तवृन्द Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah, Gopala Govinda Rama, Shri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari I offer respectful obeisances unto the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were sometimes on the bank of Radha Kund, or on the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes at Vanshivat. There they appeared just like madmen, in full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and thus they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I therefore offer my most respectful obeisances unto Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami.